T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Team.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you's a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Is group still together?
No.
They still make music, Solana?
I think they do. I think they still tour.
Is Fergie still part of it?
No, she is not.
They make music without Fergie.
Yeah, they do. They replaced her with another.
They did?
Another female. I don't know who it is, but yeah.
Cindy Lauper?
No, I do not believe there is Cindy Lauper.
Well, we'll get the answer to this and more during today's show.
All right.
Does anyone know, in all honesty, does Black Eyed Peas still make music?
They do.
And has Fergie been replaced by some unknown female?
J. Ray Soul, Jessica Joy Seria Reynoso, Filipino-American.
They replaced it with a lot of people?
No, it's still Will I Am, 2 other guys you've never heard of. And then J. Ray Soul now.
Oh, what do you mean? Apple the App? Who hasn't heard of Apple the App?
How the hell did you know about Apple the App?
Because how could you not remember someone's name, Apple the App? Is that this era's Name All the Beatles? Can you name all the Black Eyed Peas?
Can you name all the Black Eyed Peas? I guess so.
How the hell did I know Apple the App?
That is crazy, man.
I feel like there's nothing more to cover today. I kind of feel like I got to just go out on a high note, if that is indeed a high note. It may be a low note. I'm not certain.
So that's it? You wanna call it?
So Fergie left the band, but she really hasn't done anything since then, right?
No,
Murder the National Anthem?
Oh, boy. Here we go. she does a little solo stuff. I mean, probably not in years that I can remember.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when Suzanne Somers left Three's Company.
Mm-hmm. Exactly like that.
That's what I was thinking.
Huh?
What Crowder's off today. He's on spring break. You know, he did the show yesterday from Orlando. He's still at the theme parks. Solana's with me. Jimmy is here as well. What happened with the Heat and the Panthers last night? That was a not fun night for South Florida sports fans. I'm going to tell you something regarding the Panthers. I'm getting a little bit nervous, not about the Panthers. I'm getting nervous how good the Rangers are, how good Boston is, and I still have in my head how good Carolina looks just based on the last game that they played against the Panthers. So I'm already nervous about the Heat. I'm starting to get – because I'm not certain that the Heat can replicate last season. I'm becoming less and less convinced that the Heat can just do that again. If they can, God bless Jimmy Butler and God bless Eric Spoelstra, like, because I don't know, but I have some trepidation regarding the Heat and the Panthers. After last night, Panthers had a nice lead, gave up 2 unanswered goals to Boston. And the Heat, you know what? Golden State wanted it more. I'm going to say, based on that game, Golden State wanted it.
That's
more.
Your take, huh? Golden State
That's my
wanted
take.
It more. All
Golden,
right.
Golden State wanted it more.
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. It was that wasn't fun last night. I will tell you this, though. I can say this unequivocally. Mm. The single best wager in all of basketball is first and last points. And I'm going to tell you why. No one was sweating out the end of that Heat game other than Mark Hochman. No one cared about a terrible Cole Swider pass to Orlando Robinson other than Mark Hochman. So all of you were already disengaged. I was not. I was very engaged. So the Heat scored the first points. It was Terry Rozier. Mm-hmm. I had placed a separate bet, so I bet the Heat to score the first and the last point. I had also bet Patty Mills to score the first point. And then, I mean, listen, once the Heat get the tip, you have a 1-in-5 shot, and he was plus 900. Went out to, I think it went inside to Bam, if I remember correctly, and then back outside to Terry Rozier. He had a nice look. I was happy that he put it down. I think there were some people listening to us who had Terry Rozier first bucket, because I think he was like plus 450 or plus 500.
Yeah.
But Heat first points, so I cashed that in. Now all I need is Heat last point of the game to win the ticket. But I'm telling you, because the Panthers game had ended already, nobody cares about the Heat game at this point, because Golden State has it in the bag. But me. And I'm doing the math in my head. Okay, this is going to be the Heat's last possession because there's less than 24 seconds after that. Golden State is just going to run out the clock. It, you know, could something cutesy happen? You know, somebody steps out of bounds, or every now and then you see a stolen, but you know, because someone's just dribbling it and some, you know, hack steals the ball. But for the most part, I know this is going to be the Heat's last possession. This Cole Swider, who you're, you know, raving about, has truly, unless Orlando Robinson was supposed to stay in the corner, but he had a nice clear path to the left. Like, this was such an easy bucket for the Heat to score the final points. If Cole Swider can get the ball to Orlando Robinson instead of throwing it 18 rows into the crowd. So I didn't win, but I was alive. All of you, like, there's one final possession for the Heat last night. I'm playing Pepas in my head. There's no Pepas at the Kaseya Center. Game was long gone. But if you had bet first and last point, you're right there at the end. You are part of the scrubs. I'm part of the scrub unit. Time of my life.
Until Cole Swider does not execute a very easy pass to Orlando Robinson, who would have had a wide open dunk.
I mean, a wide open dunk.
Uh-huh.
And I lost my temper.
Hmm.
Ira Winderman received a text from me. He probably hasn't received a text with this kind of foul language. Like, he didn't even respond because he was interested in what I was. He had been listening to the show, so he was like, he thought I had Terry Rozier at the beginning or whatever. He got the most vile, vulgar text regarding Cole Swider. I hope it didn't pop up while he was in the locker room with them. But I felt alive.
You're sticking to it then, right? First and last basket every
heat game. Oh, it's the best bet. I never win it. It is so much fun, though.
You had it, though. You had it in the bag until a guy named Santos decided to take over the final minute and change of that game for Golden State. But then you still had it anyways.
Still had a chance. I had a chance right at the end. You know, the problem is, at that point, you're counting on Cole Swider to Orlando Robinson to be, you know, like, to look like that's happened a number of times before.
Well, this season, Hawk, I mean, if there was ever a time to rely on the guys at the end of the bench, they've played enough minutes this season for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I did have Sam Reinhart to score a goal.
Did he cash that?
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened with the Cats yesterday? I obviously didn't watch the game. I was at the Kaseya Center. They were up, right, in the third period?
They were up. They were playing a pretty good game of hockey. And Boston is good, man. That's what I'm telling you. Like, Boston is good. Two unanswered goals. And, yeah, that was a rough loss, in my opinion. That was a rough one. They've hit a little skid here at the end of the season. Was it like... They've lost, what, 5 out of 6?
Yeah, because they had
one of those being a shootout loss.
To the Rangers, yeah. They had lost 4 straight. And then they, on the second night of a back-to-back Sunday, they beat the Flyers. But right. Now they drop another one.
That's the only win in 6 games.
Yeah, not good, bro. Not good.
You see what I just did?
Yeah, you tried to take a sip of your coffee, and it's all over your chest now.
Yeah, I had a sip of coffee, but I was nowhere near my mouth. Uh-huh. I misjudged.
Right.
You were misjudged.
You were Cole Swider to Orlando Robinson there. The coffee mug was Cole Swider, and your mouth was Orlando Robinson.
Yeah. Yeah. I just Cole Swidered the coffee. Oh, what a ridiculous bet that is. Anyway, it was not a fun night. We're going to be joined by Zach Gelb today from the CBS Sports Radio Network. A lot of stuff to get to this afternoon, including Heat and Panthers talk, but a lot of stuff. And the Marlins open tomorrow. Marlins made a trade.
They did.
John Birdie.
So long.
Little Birdie told me. He's gone. Went to the Yankees.
You know, John Birdie has been with the Marlins for, I believe, 5 seasons.
I think we've had him on the show.
Huh. Are you sure about that?
No. I feel like we've had him, though.
A utility guy? Really? That's what we did? And no disrespect to John Birdie. Great utility guy, you know? Flashes of Alfredo Amezaga, but I don't think he's ever been on the show, Hawk.
I believe he has. I'm Googling right now. Hockman and Crowder, John Birdie. Although I spelled Beatty. I don't know what's going to come up there.
I can tell you right now.
Well, maybe we haven't.
No John Birdie. We've had on John Jay. John Heyman, that must have been great.
That was exciting.
Uh-huh. John Beeson.
Ah.
No John Birdie, though.
Well, perhaps we'll have to say farewell to him the way we did Corey Dickerson. We don't have any sound of John Birdie. But to be quite honest, we have very little sound of Corey Dickerson. He was on with us several times.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get headlines here. Start out the program today with Alejandro Solana, man who left the Kaseya Center dejected and questioning everything that he thought this season might be last night.
Last night sucked. There's no other way to put it. Your headlines, by the way, are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Hawk, the Panthers will be back on their home ice tomorrow. They get the Islanders. So now they're two points back of the Bruins in the Atlantic Division. They still have a game in hand over the Bruins. They've only played 72. Boston has played 73. Boston has 99 points. The Cats have 97 points.
I think the Rangers, for the East, though, Cats are third right now, right?
No.
I think the Rangers have 100 points.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, in the Eastern Conference, Rangers have 100 points. Bruins have 99. The Panthers and the Hurricanes both have 97 points, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. But the Panthers do have a game in hand on the Hurricanes as well.
Okay.
And then in the Eastern Conference in the NBA, Yeah, last night, Jimmy Butler's a late scratch. Ends up not playing. I know I texted it to you guys. You talked about it at the end of the show. So you're missing Duncan. You're missing Tyler. Kevin Love, who was questionable. Coach Spo said part of the game that he never actually expected Kevin Love to go in that game. It was just a matter of the way that they have to classify things so that they don't get in trouble with the NBA. And Jimmy goes from probable after missing shoot-around to questionable, and 10 minutes later, he's listed as out with an illness, and he doesn't play.
I saw some people suggesting the illness is the Miami Open.
Yeah, he was out there the day before. Not the best look.
Was he on the bench last night?
No.
So he could have been at the tournament.
At the Miami Open yesterday?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe he was at the Miami. I guess he could have been, yes.
Put on a mustache? Nobody knows.
Nobody's going to recognize. Old
Not
Jimbo,
certain.
Huh? With a little
know.
Stash.
I don't know.
So he ends up not playing. First half, great for the Heat. They're balling. They're knocking down threes. It hits seven of them, 40% from distance. Bam Adebayo's on an absolute tear. And then the second half came. And Klay Thompson balled. And the Miami Heat.
Came out of retirement.
Yes, he did. And the Miami Heat in the third quarter go 5-plus minutes scoreless without making a field goal, I should say. And then in the fourth quarter, they go almost 7 minutes without making a basket. So two stretches in the second half, five or more minutes, where your team in 2024 does not hit a field goal, does not make a shot. That's unheard of in 2024, Hawk. It's unheard of. You're not gonna beat any team doing that. You're certainly not gonna beat the Golden State Warriors doing that. So now you're a game and a half.
And in that situation, to be quite honest, if you have Cole Swider and Orlando Robinson out there, maybe they get their, you know, timing a little better for the end of the game.
Yeah, you're still hung up on that, I'm sure.
Well, because you're not scoring any points anyway, so you got to shake things up. Perhaps if you have those two guys out there together, when it comes to the end of the game, their timing's a little bit better.
I think they tried that against the Pelicans. They lost by 30, remember? Coach Spo's, his adjustment when the Heat missed 11 straight threes against the Pelicans was, let me drop in a little Cole Swider on you and see how that goes. And he knocked down two straight threes. He still lost by 30. Yeah, it was ugly yesterday, man. So the Miami Heat have 10 games remaining. They play Friday. They're a game and a half back of the Pacers. They still play the Sixers and the Pacers, Indiana in Indiana, Philadelphia at home. So it's still possible to make the sixth seed. It's possible. Is it probable? No. It's just not.
But you never know. Crazier things have happened this season. Where'd they go on a 7-8-game winning streak this season? You didn't see that coming.
Yeah, they went on a 7-game winning streak, and then they won 6 straight as well before losing to the Nuggets before and then after the All-Star break. But, you know, the we have enough thing that we all love, by the way. Whenever the Heat, you know, they're in Sacramento, they're missing 8 guys, 9 guys, no Jimmy Butler, Nico and Jimmy are suspended, and they go in and they win that game. Like, we love those games, right? The Spo mastermind coaching games where they're able to overcome all the lack of talent out there. We love those games. The problem is you can't rely on that at this stretch of the season. You just can't. And when you go 5-plus minutes without scoring a field goal, 7-plus minutes in the fourth quarter without scoring a field goal, I mean, it's hard not to just say, hey, that doesn't happen if you have Tyler Hero. That doesn't happen if you have Duncan.
So now explain this to me. Explain it to me as if I'm an old man, mm-hmm. which I am.
Right.
I don't understand the cap, no cap. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on here. This seems to be very popular in the young person's vernacular, cap and no cap.
Right.
So someone had tweeted out, Tyler, I think it was Adrian Wojnarowski, had said something along the lines that Tyler Hero, they don't know when to expect him back. They don't know when he's going to play basketball again. And Tyler Hero retweeted that with the cap emoji. So what is he saying?
So it's Shams Charania, and we have the audio here. We could play it later if you like, or we could play it now, whatever you want. But Shams Charania today says that there's still no timeline for Tyler Hero's return. He mentions that Tyler had a PRP injection done on his foot and that, you know, it hasn't led to
Didn't you have that?
I've had three PRP injections in my knee. Yeah. And I still have no timeline to return.
But you have a fetus growing out of your thigh. So something went wrong somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a bit misled with what the PRP injection is supposed to do. And then he says he has not played in a while. There's no real sense when he'll be back. The Heat versus Haters account kind of attributes that quote to Shams. Tyler screen or quote tweets it and just puts the cap emoji up there.
So what is he saying? What's cap, no cap?
The kids these days, Hawk, they use cap as a way to say lie.
Ah.
Yeah. So, you know, when I tell you I kayak on the reg, I kayak once a week, you would say, What would you say?
Well, I don't know. I thought you were explaining it to me.
You would say cap.
Cap, no cap.
No, not no cap. No cap is you're telling the truth. Cap is you're telling a lie. So I say I kayak on the regular.
You're capping?
Yeah, you're capping.
Right?
Right.
Do I say you're capping?
Uh-huh. I guess you could say that. I mean, I hope you
don't
start
saying that. I'm the captain now? Someone text in. I feel like Solana has this incorrect.
Okay.
Maybe we get a young person to text in. So Solana, unfortunately, and it's not a good sign for this show, I think he's aged out.
Yeah.
He's engaged, and he's eating chickpea mac and cheese on the couch. And it, like, I think he may have aged out. So I need someone to explain cap versus no cap.
All right. We can... I mean, the problem is I think I'm the youngest person in this building.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it's a problem for us that you've aged out because we're in trouble now. We're like the old QAM.
Yeah.
When 790 started and Joe Rose was the youngest guy on QAM, aside from Captain Curtis, but nobody knew if Captain Curtis was 100 or 30. Like, we may be entering that territory again.
Yeah. We're still not sure about Dan Day. Dan Day could be 19.
Right. Or he could be cashing out on his salary here and Social Security.
So Tyler Hero tweets out cap emoji. But then he follows
it
up.
I see it here from USA Today. No cap means no lie or for real, according to dictionary.com. Cap is another word for lie.
Hmm. There you go. I'm young.
No cap emphasizes when someone is being truthful. No cap, you're emphasizing the fact.
You're
telling
giving
the double exclamation points on text.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
If someone is capping, they're lying.
So I nailed this.
You did?
I nailed this.
I take it back. You are now the young guy and hip. You have a bad hip, unfortunately.
I do.
But you are the young hip guy.
I really do. I have a hip flexor right now, actually. And it's
no cap.
It's slowing down my pickleball game.
Ah, no cap.
But then he follows that up, the cap tweet, with, I just had a great workout, but I ain't coming back no time soon. Now, I'm taking that as he's being sarcastic. He's saying, I just had a great workout. But, yeah, oh, I'm not coming back anytime
soon. Right, Shams, but I'm not coming back anytime soon.
But if you just read that tweet with zero context, you would suspect Shams to not be capping. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of this. Is Tyler Hero saying he's coming back soon? You would hope so. But if that's the case and he's putting that on Twitter, well, then, brother, you better be coming back soon, right? Because you can't be calling out Shams Charania of having phony info if you're not going to come back until the playing tournament.
Now you're Captain Crunching. Is that a thing, do you think? do you think I can make that a thing?
I think you nailed it. I think you
nailed
it.
Now you're Captain Crunching?
We got to have DBJ drop that in on Joe Zagacki at some point.
How about just during an entire broadcast where DBJ just keeps going like, yeah, cap, Joe. Or no cap, Joe.
After every...
Like the whole broadcast, after like three quarters, Joe's like, what is going on here? No capping, Joe.
After the official comes to the microphone for, you know, the inevitable targeting that's going to be called on UM happens once a game every time. And Josie starts railing on the officials. That's inevitable every game. And DBJ just comes in. No cap, Joe. No cap.
Right. First couple times, Joe lets it go. Third, fourth time, Joe's got to say something.
Technically, it could be, you know, football analysis, if you think about it. No cap. Okay. He didn't use his No cap. So that's where things stand with Tyler Hero. Your best guess is as good as mine. Is he coming back soon? It seems like he is, but we don't really have any sort of update from Spo or the Heat. Spo just says, yeah, he's making progress. That's it. That's all we've really gotten from them. Anyways.
All right.
Tomorrow's opening day, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
Let's go. We could talk with Zach Gelb about it. I don't think he knows anything about the Marlins.
He probably knows more than us.
Probably. No cap.
This update was brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, a financial institution you can trust, now serving Dade and Broward counties. Go to dcfcu.org for more info. Say goodbye to payday lender debt with Dade County Federal Credit Union's low-interest payday rescue loan. They can significantly lower your payments, save money, and regain control of your finances. No cap. Visit paydayrescue.com for all the details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy. I'd say about a 50% chance of rain. That's probably
you capping.
Yeah, I'm capping, brother.
Yeah.
That's capping crunch right there. All right, that's your weather.
Capping Curtis. All right. Zach Gelb from the CBS Sports Radio Network. Jimmy's rolling his eyes. I mean, do you think this will get tiresome by 3:45 or so?
We're going to do it anyways, so buckle up.
Zach Gelb will join us next.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Saturday, September.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
One of the things about Zach Gelb from the CBS Sports Radio Network, he kind of strikes me as someone who gets, you know, outraged by certain things in sports. Like, he's like, you know, this outrages me. And he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You can hear Zach Gelb nationally every afternoon on the CBS Sports Radio Network. And I am curious, Gelby, are you outraged by any of these NFL rule changes that we've all been made aware of this week? Because this strikes me, because you still have like some old school sports talk radio in you. Like Solana yesterday or the day before mentioned Jody McDonald. And Jody McDonald, old school Philly host, and I know you've done shows with him on the network, and he's a guy who can get outraged by something, and I have a feeling, I don't know, and I did not prep this with Gelby, I have a feeling that maybe one of the new rules outrages you.
The hip drop tackle, and I don't even think that's the one that outrages me the most, but I'm a man of logic, and I want things to be simple, and I don't want a lot of ambiguity. I don't know what pass interference is anymore. I don't know how to hit the quarterback anymore. I don't know what a catch is anymore. And now I don't know how you're supposed to make a tackle. This is a lethal sport. And the NFL, which are a bunch of hypocrites at times, they'll tell you they care so much about player safety, but they pick and choose when they actually do care about player safety. So the hip drop tackle annoys me. And even like J.J. Watt, he said he couldn't even define what a hip drop tackle was. And this new kickoff thing, like going back to the hypocrisy of all of the, we care about player safety, but then we'll add an extra game to the regular season and probably going to add another one. You wanted to take the kickoff away to make it safer. Then you're upset that the returns are down. So now you're going to come up with this gimmicky thing. Those are the two things that I don't like what the NFL did recently.
I mean, those are fair radio, sports radio outrage takes.
Like, you probably wanted me to be like Scott Farrell there and start freaking out and going,
exactly what I want. Crowder yesterday was saying, if you disallow the hip drop tackle, he's like, how can I tackle Derrick Henry?
You can't.
He's like, the only way that I can bring him down is to drop all my weight to the ground once I get my arms around him. The moment I can't do that, the guy's just going to drag me for as long as he feels like running. So it is going to be interesting to
also
see how the game changes.
I've done a 180 now, and this started to happen a year ago. Every rule favors the offense. So that touchback rule, when you fumble the ball out of the back of the end zone, that used to annoy the crap out of me. Now I am outraged if they end up changing that rule, because then they would take every rule that would favor a defensive player away, because that's the one rule that still remains that gives favoritism to the defensive side of the ball.
Because the way that things go, and I love points, so I have no problem, but the way things go, like, that should be now. They should change it to, if you fumble the ball out of the end zone, it's an automatic touchdown. So then you just have guys at the 3-yard line launching the ball.
Now you're trying to give me a heart attack before my
Let's get more points on the board, Gelby. Yeah. Let's get more points on
Wonderful.
The board. You know,
maybe the Dolphins that can actually win a game if it's just about points.
Explain this to me. Everybody sees this Dak Prescott news where Jerry Jones says, you know, I'm not going to extend him or come up with a new contract. And is there an analogy? Here's the weird thing. I see a lot of people on social media or the sports talk shows where they're going, he gets no respect there in Dallas. Where's the respect? This guy puts up, you know, staggering numbers. Isn't there some sort of analogy to be made with Tua? Tua puts up staggeringly good numbers, but everyone that starts talking about, oh, Dak gets no respect, is going, wait a second, why are you going to give a big extension to Tua? He hasn't won the big game. Well, neither is Dak.
Yeah, I just think with Dak, the Cowboys embrace more of the drama. Like Jerry Jones, he prioritizes the drama over wins and losses. So most of us end up saying that Dak isn't great. He's just good and he gets overpaid anyway, but you are worth whatever a team wants to pay you. But I think now people are sympathetic to Dak Prescott because a month ago, the Cowboys were all in. Now Jerry Jones is saying we're going to have to win with less. And I think where the Cowboys are with Dak is that this is a couple that's together, but you know that they're constantly in therapy and there's a lot of friction. And ultimately, one day you will get divorced, but the couple keeps on kicking the can down the road. Dak has all the power here. He had all the power in the last contract negotiations. He has a no tag clause in this contract, a no trade clause. If Dak Prescott wants to enter free agency, he can. And quite frankly, I think he should leave the Cowboys and maybe go out to the West Coast and go join the Seattle Seahawks, who need a quarterback a year from now. And you have a bevy of options in the Seattle Seahawks at their wide receiving room.
But do you feel the same way about Tua? That they should show him the respect and give him an extension because his numbers have been great?
I don't think Tua has done it for long enough yet where you need to rush to give him an extension right now. You could still go down the franchise tag road with Tua next year. I don't think that's the best way to do business with a quarterback. But with Tua, and I know you guys don't like when I say this, and I was one of the few people that said Tua was going to get through the season healthy last year, so it's ironic, but he gets hurt again this year. All those health problems that we thought we were away from prop back up. So I just want to see Tua do it for back-to-back seasons of just being good.
Moving the old goalposts here. Now you got to see it for two seasons.
I've been pretty positive about Tua and the Dolphins.
Have you?
Did I pick him to win the division?
I don't recall, to be quite honest.
I wasn't the one that choked away the lead, all right?
No cap.
I wasn't the one that couldn't put up points against that sluggish Bills defense, all right? Wasn't me.
Do you find it weird, Gelb? Hawk and I were talking about this on Monday. Do you find it weird that Miami hasn't come to some sort of extension already with Tua Tagovailoa by this point? Mike McDaniel said he doesn't expect Tua to miss out on OTAs when it starts in mid-April. And I don't know, we're what, 30-plus days away from the NFL draft. Is it weird that they haven't just finalized this already with the guy that they are pretty transparent about, unless they're lying, to be their franchise guy moving forward?
Well, you hit the nail right on the head right there. If this was Brian Flores who was still there, I would say, no, this isn't weird. This is just that Brian Flores doesn't want to embrace Tua Tagovailoa. Whenever Mike McDaniel first got the job, he went to Tua's charity function, and Tua thought it was like the greatest thing anyone's ever done for him. So McDaniel has been all in on Tua. Chris Greer has been all in on Tua. So it does make me just wonder, okay, why hasn't the deal got done yet? Because if this regime is going to stick around with the general manager and the coach, you would think it's similar to the regime that ended up getting fired in Arizona, but they gave the extensions to Keim and Kingsbury, and they ultimately had to extend Kyler Murray as well. I feel like all three of these guys are attached to the hip unless they don't get the deal done this year and then Tua gets hurt and then maybe they start to look elsewhere and move on. But I would still think that's unlikely. I have to think they find a way to get the deal done.
Speaking about being all in, are you all in on your New York Rangers? I'm starting to get – so the Panthers lost to the Bruins last night, and I thought the Panthers maybe were the best team in the NHL.
Bruins scored two goals in the third, right?
They did. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get a little nervous about the Rangers and the Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes, but you're all in on the Rangers, right?
So where the Florida Panthers are this year is where the Rangers were last year, where the Panthers and the Hurricanes were both the teams that made the deals at the deadline. And the Rangers were the team that made the big deals last year, getting Tarasenko, getting Kane, and the Rangers lost in a 7-game series in the first round. There's more pressure on the Panthers, who just went to the Cup Final last year. There's more pressure on the Hurricanes than there are the Rangers. I know the Rangers are the big brand, and they're the team from New York, but this Rangers team by far and away has exceeded my expectations this year in the regular season. But I don't always say it's Stanley Cup or bust, but with this group and also with how they've been close the last 2 years, being threats in the playoffs, whether they got the job done or not, is a different story. They don't win a cup this year. I'm not going to be thrilled because you only have a window for so long where you have a mixture of some aging guys that are still elite players, but then also some youngsters on this team too.
Let me bring it over to basketball then for the Heat, because they lost to the Warriors last night and they're kind of maybe hoping for a 6 seed in the East, probably more realistically looking at a play-in game.
Yeah.
What is it for them this season? Because they did go to the NBA Finals last year. Not necessarily certain that they got better. I don't think they got worse. They just had a great run in the postseason. Is it Eastern Conference Finals or bust with this squad? Or do you say, you know what? Last year was a miraculous run. If this team goes to the playoffs, depending on who they match up with, you could see him being a first round out. It just is what it is because teams in the East, Milwaukee, Boston especially, have gotten much better, and the Heat are kind of what they are.
As long as they don't play Boston or Milwaukee in the first round, and I know that they beat Milwaukee last year in the first round, I would be disappointed if Miami did not get to the second round of the playoffs. I said this all year. The Celtics and the Bucks are the two best teams in the East. After that, there will be people that will finish above the Miami Heat, but the Heat are still the third team, and the Heat are still the team that no one's going to be excited to play them because they get the benefit of the doubt of what they've been able to do with Jimmy Butler, Pat Riley, and Eric Spoelstra, not previous history before that, just with that group getting to two NBA finals. So I'll keep on saying that. It's Miami is a team that no one's going to have a ton of confidence in, but if you draw them in the first round, you're going to say, based off their pedigree in the past and their toughness, they're going to be a tough out and people aren't going to want to play them.
Gelb, I've actually been meaning to ask you because, you know, this Heat team, a lot of their offense is predicated on guys like Jimmy and Bam getting to the free throw line, right? We know Jimmy Butler tries to shoot 10 to 12 free throws a game. After the All-Star break, there was a league memo sent out by the NBA to all the teams about how officiating might be different moving forward, specifically trying to stop calling as many fouls, less free throws, and more just play, more action on the court.
Yeah.
And I think we've noticed it here in Miami because you're used to watching Jimmy, Bam, whoever get to the free throw line as much. Like, are people, I shouldn't say outraged, but are people as, you know, are they as focused in on this nationally? Like, do you get phone calls about this by other teams? Because maybe it's just the fact that Miami's not winning games and our guys aren't getting to the free throw line that we notice it more. I'm not blaming their losses on the officiating, by the way, but it has been clear that the Heat's players are getting to the free throw line a lot less, and there's just been overall around the league a lot less free throws taken.
Yeah, so I would say in the national landscape, football's our main focus. 365 days out of the year, there will always be a segment devoted to the NFL or college football, if not multiple segments. And then the NBA is that third sport, or basketball is that third sport, because you break down professional football and college football 1-2, and then the NBA would be the third sport. But this year, the NBA, and I know it's been this case in previous years, especially the regular season product, it is so bad. It is really dreadful. And like a team like Boston, they blew a 30-point lead the other night, and people freak out. Like, I don't have that outrage in me, Hawk, to freak out over a regular season NBA game. Like, don't get me wrong. You don't want to see a team blow a 30-point lead. But the Celtics are still, what, 10, 11 games better than everybody else in the Eastern Conference. I understand why people are buying in to the Celtics this year, but I'll say it until I'm proven wrong. As long as Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray are healthy, I'm not betting against the Denver Nuggets in a 7-game series. I don't think they'll lose 4 times in a 7-game series, and they're going to be back-to-back NBA champions. But this regular season, like, the Knicks have become a big story. Like, if you just give effort, and the Heat have done this, right, before in years past. If you just give effort in the regular season, you sometimes get propped up a little better than what you actually are, because there's so many teams that either aren't good enough in the NBA or they just dog and walk through the park of the regular season.
Yeah, and the league tried to address it, right? You had to play 65 games if you were going to be, you know, eligible for some of the awards and stuff.
The problem
just,
is Adam Silver.
It hasn't worked. Like, it just is what it is. It's kind of one of those things where the NBA regular season is what it is. We have, but someone has allowed it to become kind of meaningless, because you saw the Heat last season. We're a play-in team, and all of a sudden they're in the NBA Finals.
It's two things. It's LeBron's Cavs teams and the Warriors, where the Warriors won 73 games in the regular season and didn't win a championship, and like, okay, we don't need to do that in the regular season. And it's also Adam Silver. Like, there's a reason I call him Spineless Silver. I think he is the most overrated commissioner ever. You can't ever find someone outside of me that says a bad word about the guy. And he has no control.
Shocking to me. I've never heard someone criticize Adam Silver.
He has no control over his league. None. The players absolutely run the NBA. And I'm not saying this needs to be like so old school where the commissioner is the only voice that matters and he tells the players what to do, but he has no power. And the governors have really like no power as well in the NBA. The NBA is the, in all of professional sports, it is the only league that is ran by the players. And when you have a league ran by the players, that's why you could get through a regular season product that's dog crap. Or there are a lot of players that don't even give a crap about the fans. Like, hey, if you go to a game and you make a jackass out of yourself and you say something ridiculous there's a fine line, you should get tossed. But how many times does someone just like boo someone now and you see the player say, I don't want that person here, and we're going to have to kick him out? The league has just become, especially the regular season product, a laughingstock. And I'll get fired up for the postseason. You know, I'll watch. I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say I won't ever watch. But the regular season, there are nights where like things could be considered big in sports that happen. And really, whenever it comes to the NBA, there's nothing that really moves the needle in the regular season for me.
You excited for MLB to start? Does it start tonight?
No,
tomorrow. Marlins starts tomorrow. Are there any games tonight?
It started a week ago. Technically, yeah. No one knew they were playing in Korea with the Dodgers and the Padres. And you had the whole Otani scandal. I'm excited about Major League Baseball because it was
see the actress, the Korean actress that threw out the first pitch.
No, I didn't. Oh. I wasn't up at 3 in the morning.
If you want to care about baseball starting in South Korea, I'm going to send you guys. Did you see Solana?
I did not. No.
All right. I'm going to send it to both of you.
Yeah, but the thing with Major League Baseball, I'm excited because it was the first thing that I loved as a kid when it came to sports. But it's like right now in the society we live in, it's clearly now football. Maybe it's because we all have short attention spans now and it's only 17 regular season games. But football is I can't wait till September.
Oof. You're looking at the actress there throwing out the first pitch, Solana?
That's worth waking up for 3 a.m. at 3 a.m., brother.
I mean, good Lord.
What am I looking up here?
Well, there's video of all the players in the Dodgers dugout just stopping in their tracks when this woman takes the mound for the ceremonial first pitch. And everybody's been tweeting out stuff like, you know, find yourself someone who looks at you the way the Dodgers bench looks at this actress. So
Solana, you got to be careful now. You are an engaged man now, so you got to be very careful. We don't want the future wife to be listening and then have second thoughts here.
Yeah, actually, Gelb, that's kind of on the rocks right now. So
I don't like to get into people's personal lives, but his fiance brought home chickpea-based mac and cheese, and I said, you know what, you got to call it off. Yep, right. I mean, at some point, like, hey, be healthy. Don't F with my mac and cheese.
Yeah, you got to have breadcrumbs in there. You got to have bacon, and you got to just have
powdered cheese. You have to have a packet of powdered cheese.
Mac and dank, all right? We don't need to make mac and cheese healthy.
It would be worth leaving her, correct?
I'm not going to say that.
Well, say it with your eyes.
All options are on the table right now, Gelb. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Did you talk to her last night about this discussion that we had on the radio?
No, I haven't spoken to her in over 24 hours, actually.
I wouldn't talk to her either.
Here's the thing, though. Solana has just as bad of food takes, probably. So maybe we should just isolate them together and throw all the bad food takes in one room so it doesn't expose all the rest of us.
Not the worst idea. You should elope tonight. You should be married tomorrow.
Bad food takes. Listen, just because I don't love that overrated Katz's Deli in New York City does not mean I have bad food takes, all right?
You got it, Mr. Pub Sub.
And on that note, Zach Gelb, listen to him on the CBS Sports Radio Network. Follow him on Twitter as well. Thanks, Gelby.
You got it. You know what? This is why I do not want to get invited to that wedding. They're going to have chickpea mac and cheese.
They need both.
Later, guys.
All right, there you go. Zach Gelb, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is my cat here?
What's his name?
My cat's Nova. If I mispronounce my cat's name, I do apologize.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.